reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, greetings and welcome. Man, my voice sounds like crap. Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. So, what is Lima Bean? I need a Lima Charlie because that's what you use all the time, Vulture. Garth Brooks. Wow, man. Thank you for the kind words. First one here, last one to leave. What up, Steve Gore? Steve Gore's checking in. I hope all of you guys had a great weekend. I really didn't do much of anything. I did go see a movie. I saw Bullet Train. And I know, like a lot of you guys, look, if a movie is promoting themselves as an action movie, I know a lot of people look at action movies as, like, lesser quality when it comes to cinema in Hollywood. It's not. Think about this, guys. In the 90s, we had some of the best action movies that you will ever see. Bubba Lost Everything says, hi, Tuttle. How are you, my friend? And guess what? Those big action movies are the ones that rake in the dollars. But I got to tell you, like, Bullet Train, I loved it. It had a lot of great action. Now, I will say this. Some of the action movies in the 2000s, they got a little unbelievable. Like, from everything that I know that this movie that I recently watched, Uncharted, has Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg in it. Tom Holland, the guy that plays Spider-Man. I watch this, and when they do, like, over the top, like, no way in a million years could this ever happen. Those type of action movies I don't like. Bullet Train was not that way. It wasn't. Here, I'll give an example of action movies just going way too far and making the whole thing seem unrealistic. The Fast and the Furious movies. This last one, they shot a goddamn car into space. Yeah. Oh, also, one of the cars swung on a rope bridge like it was Tarzan. Yeah, get the fuck out of here with that. Seriously. Iggy T, hello all. What up, Iggy? How was your weekend, Ig? Ig. See, now I'm being real douchey. I'm shortening your user handle from Iggy to just Iggs. How you doing, Iggs? What you been up to, Iggs? But I would love to hear from you guys. There are so many great action movies from the 90s. And the funny thing is, the guy that was in most of them was Nick Cage. Well, Bruce Willis was in a lot of them. But it's neck and neck. Nick Cage, Bruce Willis. When it comes to just being the overall in the 90s, when it comes to action heroes, I mean, those two guys were at the top of the pile. And if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. But this Bullet Train movie with Brad Pitt, it was amazing. Oh, we got somebody calling here. Let's see what this is about. I don't know why it's not coming through on the board. Tuttle Daily Podcast. Who is this?
I don't know who this is, man.
Bigfoot.
You sound like you are drunk.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just been a bad day, Bigfoot.
Oh, okay. Here's another one. Alice Snow Snail, the last action movie.
B-Fudd, you're good call on that. Arnold Schwarzenegger was like the go-to action star of the 90s, right?
Yes.
What was your favorite Arnold movie, B-Fudd? Like if I said, hey, B-Fudd, can you tell me your, here, let's do this, your top three Arnold movies of all time. They don't have to be the 90s.
Well, let's see. Let me remember.
Where would Terminator? Terminator. Where would Terminator be?
I think number one, the first. I like the first one.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the Predator movies? Did you like the Predator movies that Arnold
was
in?
That was a good one too.
Yeah. Where would you put that? Would it even make your top three?
Yeah, that was a good one. That number two, and what that other movie called again?
Last Action Hero.
No, we talk about that
okay,
one.
Sorry.
He was a U.S. Special Force and a Mexican cartel cannot install. And
oh, are you talking? Oh, what was that movie?
The seaplane. He met the black lady.
Yeah,
and fly the plane.
What movie was that, B-Fudd? Because I think the daughter was Alyssa Milano in that. Is that the one where at the beginning of the movie where he's like carrying an axe and a big log on his shoulder?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I forget that name of that. Oh, Commando. Toastmaster said it's Commando.
That was a really good one he made.
Yeah, that'd be fun, man. Like, see, I'm so glad that you called in because all right, so in the Terminators, what was your favorite Terminator movie, B-Fudd?
The first one. After they make part two, then three, it blow.
Yeah. Number two was pretty good, though. Terminator Judgment Day. I mean, that was a pretty good one.
Predator 2, I think Danny Glover.
Danny Glover, the guy from the Lethal Weapon movies, was in that one.
That sucked. He can't.
Hey, B-Fudd.
He was a cop. Ooh.
Have you seen the new, you know, they just released another Predator movie called Prey. And the Predator, you know, the alien, this is like back in the days of cowboys and Indians, B-Fudd. And, you know, like the Predator is not as adapted as he was. But he knocks out a bear. Like, he punches a bear in the face and he knocks the bear out.
I did not see that one.
Yeah, it's called Prey. P-R-E-Y. If you want to check that out.
Okay.
Hey, B-Vod. Okay. What else is going on in your world, man? Like, I see some of the posts and stuff that you tagged me on and Twitter and everything. Go ahead.
I think you like that and how you gavel if you try to woke ban the abortion.
Yeah.
I'm pro-life, but you can't ban it. Because what if someone got rape and everything out and old medical thing, they need help.
You know, B-Fud, I
too far.
You know what? Me and your opinion on this topic is kinda like very similar. Because B-Fud, like, I don't think that there needs to be a certain point. Like, you can't get an abortion in the third trimester, you know, like right within 3 months of the baby being born. I don't agree with that, you know, but also at the same time, it's like these states, when they make these laws, they're like incest, rape, health reasons, you can't get an abortion, even though the baby might kill you when you have it, or you were impregnated by a rapist, or your cousin, your brother, or your father impregnated you. I don't agree with that.
Yes, that could. Who you have to get the women involved, and they will tell you they don't want to carry a raped baby, and they
B-Fud, no, I agree with you 100% on that, because in the end, in the long run, the mother is going to resent that child, because they're gonna be like, oh, that's the offspring of the guy that raped me, you know.
Yep. Like, Hear this one. Here, a drunk driver guy hit another car, and she is pregnant. You don't see she is pop yet.
Yeah.
The DA or the prosecutor will say, okay, we will charge that person DWI, murder of the mother, and the feces.
Oh, so they're charging for the fetus then too, right? Like, they're putting a charge on you for the fetus.
Yeah, the left say, oh, the fear is the fear. Just do okay.
No. I'm listening to you, B-Fud.
Yeah, it's hard to say it.
No, B-Fud. I completely get it. What do you think about the January 6th trials going on? Do you think that Donald Trump might have to face charges, or do you think They're not going to go after him?
Oh, Trump will go to prison.
You think so?
In Detroit, this attorney general opened a special filter, and the last guy who's in, they found all the paperwork leading to Donald Trump, and they actually took the voting machine and tampered it. They only tampered with three machines.
You're saying that Donald Trump people did that, or the Democrats did it?
No, the Republicans did it.
Oh, the Republicans.
And they got the paperwork go right to Donald Trump with his signature on it.
Yeah. What's your opinion on Donald Trump?
Oh, they think he's not a Bay L.
Oh, hey, I just got some breaking news. We're talking about Donald Trump right now, B-Fud. Trump's Mar-a-Lago house is being stormed by the feds right now. You know, his big mansion in Florida? Oh, yeah. He's being raided right now by the feds.
Well, see, right now he is going to prison. They finally find all the proof.
Where do you think Donald Trump went wrong, B-Fud?
All the yes men he have.
Yeah.
You have to have the person say no. How you need to do it is this way.
Mm-hmm.
How you keep in power.
Hey, B-Fud, somebody else is calling in. I'm going to put the person on and you talk to him, okay? Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Can I put two people on at the same time? Hey, how are you?
Hey, Tuttle, Leon, Georgia. How you doing?
Hey,
buddy?
Leon, can you hold on 1 second? I don't want to be rude to B-Fud, okay? Hold on, all right?
That's fine.
All right. Hey, B-Fud, you there? B-Fud. Hello. Hold on. Unhold. Hey, B-Fud, are you there? What the fuck? B-Fud. B-Fud. What the hell? Hey, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
I don't know where B-Fud went. Hey, man. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
It's Leon.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
Hey, doing good, man. Sorry I missed you last time I was down in Florida.
Oh, no worries.
Burned, but, yeah. Man, you missed a hell of a fishing trip this weekend.
Oh, well, where'd you guys go fishing?
We left out of Savannah and somehow ended up in Charleston, outside of Charleston.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold on. How do you go from Savannah to Charleston? Like, that's...
Yeah,
That's way fucking north, man. Like, how do you end up in Charleston?
So we went out to the Gulf Stream, man, and we went to go just try to catch some dolphin and few wahoo or whatnot, and try to bump out towards the outskirts and catch a little tuna here and there. And, man, we sunk a 42-foot yellowfin center console, quad 350s on the back, 91 miles offshore.
Wait.
Treaded, yeah.
You sunk it?
The boat took on water.
Why?
The bilges weren't working.
Did they not have the plugs in the boat? Or?
No. The boat, I don't know if it had a crack or a chip in it. Nobody knew. We started taking on water in the gunnels because it was a hollow gunnel boat. We didn't know where the crack or the chips came from, whatever. All the plugs, I mean, it doesn't have plugs. It takes in water. The main under hull plug was in.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of the boats to where it has an open fish door on the side. And
wait, so...
Water comes in.
Did the boat start taking on water and the engines weren't working and then you just drifted to Charleston?
We were slow trolling. We were taking on water. Didn't know it. I guess the bilge alarm didn't go off.
Mm-hmm.
Bilge pumps weren't working. Boat started really sagging in the ass end. Took on water, man. And before we knew it, if we went to put pressure on the motors and try to take off, we would have just dropped down, sagged ass.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, because...
And the thing went down at first.
Yeah, I mean, the front's going to lift up on the boat immediately, and then you're going to just take on even more water until you get on plane. And I don't even know if you could get on plane at that point because your ass end is too heavy with water in it.
Yep, yep. So we kind of just, my buddy who's the captain of the boat, his boat, grabbed the EPIRB and everything. We bailed off into the water. Of course, that EPIRB hits the water. As soon as any liquid hits it, it sets off immediately. Mm-hmm. And we floated for about 2 hours till, we were already heading northeast.
How did you guys get back? How did you get back from Charleston to Savannah? And now, if a lot of people have never been to Charleston, there's only one major highway that leads into Charleston, and that takes you north before you have to go south. And that had to be a pain in the fucking ass.
A Coast Guard bumper boat. So,
you know, the Coast Guard, Coast Guard does not get enough recognition for, like, what they do.
Don't.
No, because, you know, I lived right on the intercoastal here in Volusia County. And I would see the Coast Guard, like, running up and down the river all the time. They got those big-ass guns. Like, you don't want to fuck around with the Coast Guard. Like,
the 50 cals and the 240 Bravos,
Yeah, you don't want to mess with them. But the Coast Guard, like, I've never had a bad interaction with any of the Coast Guard people. Now, game wardens and stuff like that, they can be pricks.
Yeah.
But the Coast Guard, for the most part, is like, hey, how can we help you? What can we do?
That's right. Yeah, no, I mean, and unfortunately, this is the second time in my life that I've sunk a boat offshore or have been a part of sinking a boat offshore.
Dude, I would never let you on my boat at that point.
And see, that's the thing is me and you are supposed to go fishing next time I come down to Florida.
Well, I mean, so, I'm down. I don't have a boat anymore. Well, I do have a boat, but I don't have it registered. It's still in my dad's name, and we've been trying to get that figured out. So,
I got to go through probate. And all that bullshit.
Well, I mean, they give you one thing to transfer, and we transferred my dad's F-150 over to us, and now we got to get the boat and everything done. So, it's a hassle.
If you want to, I'm kind of going through the same process with a 42-foot tow-behind camper and my brother's truck and all that stuff. So if you need a little help, man, just get with me on the sidelines on Facebook or whatnot, and I'll help you. But
can you email me?
Like I said, man.
Can you email me?
Say what?
Can you email me after this call so I got all your information?
I will. Yes, sir. But like I said, man, you missed one hell of a fishing trip this weekend. You could have treaded water with us for about 2 hours.
Yeah, I really, you know, it's been a while since I've been to Charleston. You know,
we didn't want to go to Charleston that way.
The funny thing about it is I got married in Savannah, and one of the last times I was up there was when I went to Charleston. So that's a pretty great connection there.
I can tell you this, a Yeti cooler will help you float. Yeti cooler will hold air or ice or whatever you have in it, beer, but it'll float.
Trust me.
It's enough for you to hold on to for a few hours.
Trust me. I've gone across Lake George here in Florida and a little bass boat started to sink. And, you know, that lake's not that deep. And the guy that I was right, his boat, he didn't want to lose the boat. So I ended up taking the cooler that was in the boat, and I took a rope and tied it around the cooler and then tied it to the boat because I knew the lake was not that deep. And they were able to come and find the boat real easily because I tied the cooler off to the boat.
That's it. We ended up just hanging on to the damn handles of the Yeti, and you're just along for the ride. Thank God, you know, Shark Week was over, I guess.
The media is overplaying the shark bites.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But no, I mean, like I said, man, we went out, we caught a bunch of fish, but you know, the thing that really sucks is they were in the damn fish box. So we never got them.
Yeah.
But hey, yeah, man, you could have been there.
Well, definitely email me, man, and I'll get with you because that sounds like a fun time. You know, I know it sounds strange, but I would have loved to have had that adventure. Like, I would
have
loved it.
We had the GoPros going, too, so I'm going to have to send you some GoPro video.
Please.
We had the spear guns on the boat, we got them off the boat when we were on the coolers. My buddy shot a bonita, but
please send me that video. I would love to play some of it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'll get with you as soon as we get off the phone. You'll hear something from me tonight, brother.
All right, man. Have a good one. I appreciate you calling. All right, so I need to get through some of this stuff here. Toastmaster. Coast Guard is our border patrol and water rescue wrapped up in one. I could not agree with you more. The Coast Guard does not get put up there on the levels of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marines. They don't. In my opinion, the Coast Guard might stay busier than a lot of people that are serving in one of the other branches. One of the stories that I wanted to get into, this babysitter, and I'm sure they'll get into it in the story, but this babysitter, you know, Sarah Seltzer, not that bad on the eyes. Well, and when I first, all right, so do you see the woman on the left? Well, the woman, I mean, there's the other person is a guy. When I first saw this video, I was like, is she this anchor showing midriff during the newscast, but then I think she's just wearing tan pants. Molly Grantham. But this babysitter had, she had like 9 families she was watching kids for, and she got caught. She was stealing prescription medication out of her employer's medicine cabinet. And I'm not excusing her actions, but as a homeowner, if you're going to have somebody in your home that you don't know that well, they're going to do it. I have been to some of my greatest friends' homes, and I don't do it anymore. I don't take anything, but we all, and a lot of you guys won't admit it, but if you go and use the bathroom at one of your friends' homes, you're looking in their medicine cabinet. You want to know, like, oh, how crazy is this motherfucker? I want to see what type of drugs he's taking. And then when you open it up and you look in the medicine cabinet and you say, oh, Xanax. Don't mind if I do. You open it up. Oh, hydrocodone? Wait, 10 milligram. 325 acetaminophen. Man, you know, right there, if you ever abuse pain pills, you know exactly what I'm talking about on that. You get a 10 milligram one, when it comes to the bottom level of pain pills, hydrocodone, 10 milligram, 325, You're ready to roll. You're like, hell yeah. And then every once in a while, you'll hit the jackpot where I got 30 milligram oxy, 60 milligram oxy. But always just know if you let somebody use your restroom or you got a babysitter at home that is watching the kids unsupervised, bet your ass they're going through your medicine cabinet. Iggy T says, that's what I thought at first. LOL. But am I off basis by saying that? Like, seriously, am I really off basis by saying that? For the most part, you know that people are going through your medicine cabinets if they're at your home.
Some parents concerned about the person they chose to watch over their children.
Charlotte Mecklenburg police arrested 33.
What up, Sarah? She's a Pasco 9. Even a Volusia County 9. Hey, thank you, BDM XCon. I did get that breaking news. If I get anything else going on, I will air that. I don't know if I can even air live video footage. Never tried that before.
3-year-old Sarah Seltzer, you see her on your screen. She is accused of multiple crimes and is currently, Jamie, out on bond.
Yeah, and Molly, to give you a better perspective of the matter, we have mapped out all of the locations where a police report.
Oh my God, is there a pattern? Is there a pattern? I don't see one, but I love that the local news media is putting little red dots like, oh my God, we're trying to break the case. We're trying to break the case. And we got all these like dots. We got these dots on a map around Charlotte with this babysitter stealer. You know what? I completely fucked that up. Babysitter. My mouth is not working today. Babysitter pill stealer. There we go. Got it.
Report was filed. 9 total reports, all of them in Charlotte. First happening, as I mentioned, on Christmas Day last year. And the latest report happened just.
So. You are stealing Xanax and hydrocodone on Jesus's birthday. Good for you. Who cares? Jesus wanted you to have those Xannies. I wonder what kind of Xannies they were getting. Were they getting bars or were they getting footballs?
3 days ago.
WBTV's Caroline Hicks has been following this story all day. She is now live in Charlotte.
And Caroline, I know you spoke with one of the victims today. What is she telling you?
Well, a mother named Allison moved to Charlotte about a year ago, and she says she thought she did the appropriate homework when it came to hiring a babysitter for her 3-year-old daughter, but she later learned.
Shouldn't your first mistake be that you're a woman? You should be staying at home with your kids instead of hiring somebody else to raise your kids. I'm just trolling people. Wink, wink. I'm never going to be a parent. I'm never going to have kids. I just cannot see myself trusting somebody. Some random stranger to watch my kids. I'm not trying to be chauvinistic. I'm not trying to be a troll or anything. Kinda, sorta. I don't know.
That was not the case. And now she wants other families to know about this. She says it's chilling to know so many other families were also accusing this woman of taking advantage of them.
I really liked Kat's profile.
Allison says she chose this woman, Sarah Seltzer, off the babysitting app Bambino to watch her three-year-old daughter in February.
I noticed something was a little bit wrong when I went to my prescription pill bottle. The pill quantity seemed to be running low.
How do you know your infant? You know, addiction is starting at an earlier age every single year. How do you know your little toddler is not sneaking into your bathroom, opening your medicine cabinet, and straight up getting after it on your hydrocodone or your Xanax bars or footballs? I think that's a very important piece of information that the local news media should provide to us. Because bars are on a whole different level than the footballs. Oh, God damn it.
Mother named Allison moved. So many other families were also...
You know what? I fucking hate this.
I really liked Kat's profile.
Allison says she chose this woman, Sarah Seltzer, off the babysitting app Bambino to watch her three-year-old daughter in February.
I noticed something was a little bit wrong when I went to my prescription pill bottle. The pill's quantity seemed to be running low.
She thought she was being paranoid and assumed the bottle just came that way and welcomed Seltzer back for a second time.
When she was leaving, she asked me if she could use the restroom, and I said, of course.
Uh-oh.
And I went in there right after she left, and the pill bottle was on my counter.
All right. This pain pill addict is an amateur. You are a goddamn amateur. Because I know, growing up, if you were getting into some type of mischief at the house, before you did it, you had to take a mental note of how things were situated, which way the label was turned. Because my dad hid his nude magazines, his nudie magazines, kind of covered up at the bottom of a couple of things in the cabinet below the sink. Maybe it's just because I have OCD, ADHD, that I knew from a very young age, I just knew that you had to be meticulous when it came to, if you were getting up to no good and you were trying to look at stuff and it was hidden, when you put it back, every single little detail needs to be paid attention to. And I would do that. And this was before, like, camera phones and stuff. I mean, it would have been way more easier if I could have taken a picture of how things were set up in my dad's bathroom under the sink where he kept his nudie magazines. And my dad had the good stuff. My dad didn't have Playboy. He had Penthouse. He had Hustler. He had Jugs. I remember he was a construction worker, so they would stop at a lot of, maybe not the best, gas stations and stuff. And those are the ones that will sell you the real raunchy pornography and magazines. So I would go in, I would look at them, but I had to make sure when I put it back, everything was the same. And when it comes to this woman, if this pain pill thief, Xanax thief, would have been smart about it, because when you leave the pill bottle out next to the sink when it was in the medicine cabinet? Yeah, you can't, you cannot explain that. You put it back exactly the way that it was, you can flip the script on this woman. She wants to accuse you of stealing her pain pills and Xanax. You know what you do? Oh, I'm sorry. I've seen my employer, Karen here, pop pain pills every hour while I'm there helping out or whatever it may be. Because, you know, 9 times out of 10, these rich elite assholes get the babysitter to almost be a maid as well, too. Hey, can you clean this? Can you clean that? And they're sticking around. And I'm sure they see things. So if you don't leave the bottle out next to the sink and you put it back exactly how it was, you got to flip the script. But now you're done. You're dead to rights.
Open with nothing in it. It was completely empty.
That's when she put it all together. So she filed a police report. But she was not the first one to report this. 9 separate reports to CMPD show similar accusations against Seltzer. Stolen pill bottles, in some instances, breaking and entering. Suspected of stealing thousands of dollars worth of jewelry and handbags. Police arrest.
All right. But let's be honest, the reason why she was stealing this stuff was not to get rich off of it. It was to feed her pain pill addiction. But there are so many of these professions where it's absolutely a license to steal. I give an example. If you live in like an apartment complex, you do realize that the pest control people, they can get into your place. Pest control people are one of the biggest notorious stealers of prescription drugs. Why are you guys leaving this type of stuff out? It sucks. You would think that you wouldn't have to worry about your prescription drugs in your own home, but if you got people coming in to do stuff like this, you have to cover your ass.
Did her on Thursday, but she bonded out of jail.
It's very important for her to get help for her.
I gotta tell you, she's not your stereotypical chick. You'd be like, oh man, she's hot as hell. But for any of the guys that are watching the show or listening to her right now, you would not pass on this woman.
Herself. I don't wish her ill will. I just want her to get herself better. But actions have consequences.
Yeah, bullshit.
While Allison has compassion for what she believes this woman is going through, she hopes it's a wake-up call to other parents.
You're trusting your child's well-being with this person. You're giving this person your trust. Word of the wise.
You should be home with your kids, lady. Take some time away from work. My mom did it. When I got to the age where I can drive, guess what? My mom's ass went back to work. Started making fried chicken and donuts at Winn-Dixie.
Make sure the nanny or babysitter you have in mind has a background check.
Now, Allison says she does not believe that Seltzer should be out on bond. She did say she is banned from that Bambino app, but she still fears that she could still find ways to reach out to other families. That's why she wants to get the word out about this. We reached out to Seltzer for comment, but did not receive a response. Reporting live in Charlotte, Caroline Hicks, WBTV.
WBTV, Caroline Hicks. Man, could you have any more of a weird-ass name being in the middle of the woods and have the last name Hicks? Holy shit. It probably, it's probably a made-up name. You know, a lot of these local TV news people, they don't use their real name. A lot of them don't. Looking for the, oh, I played that story. Oh, yeah. I'm going to play this story. I was going to go with another one.
And it's been nearly 4 years since the death of...
Because I got a lot of personal experience with this. I know you guys see me as the nerd. You guys probably don't think I'm that athletic. I varsity'd. I know that's probably not even a word, but I played three different varsity sports in high school. I played football. I wrestled. And I played baseball. Baseball was my sport. The reason why I did wrestling was because it got me in shape. If you're ever looking for a sport to get your kid in shape and teach them discipline, get them into wrestling. Wrestling was one of the best sports. It wasn't my sport. I didn't like it. But high school wrestling got me in the best shape of my life. And wrestling is one of those sports. I know a lot of people like team sports, but when you wrestle, you're wrestling and it's just you versus the other person. I know that they keep up with points and everything in these wrestling meets, but it's all about your willpower. How much and how far you're willing to go to be a wrestler. And I loved it. I had one of my best statistical seasons in high school baseball the year that I took up wrestling. I was in the best shape of my life. I don't know how to explain it. But we did a lot of dumb shit as wrestlers trying to cut weight.
And it's been nearly 4 years since the death of 19-year-old offensive lineman Jordan McNair, who died from a heat stroke back in 2018. Since then, the Jordan McNair Foundation has been working to raise awareness of heat-related injuries across the country. And today, the organization launched its new partnership with Morgan State University. Amy Kawada shares the efforts and change happening in our community.
Listen to your bodies.
That's the message Marty McNair is drilling into the...
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be like, oh, Gen X, Generation X had it the worst, but... You know how many times we would start practice for football and we would do two-a-days in Florida during the summer? And you probably, if you were lucky, got 1 to 2 water breaks. Because back then, the coaches were like, oh, if you're begging for water and stuff, that's a sign of weakness. No, coach, we're doing 2 practices a day in Florida during the summer with like 100% humidity. It sucked. But I will say this, the Florida heat, the Florida summers will toughen up any person that's doing physical activity outside around August, September, even July. July, August, September. and it sucks. And I'll get into it later on in the story, but the stuff we did during wrestling was even more mind-blowing. When I tell you what we did as high school wrestlers to cut weight, now looking back on it, it's mind-blowing. And there was a wrestler, not at my school, but at one of the schools that we competed against, Suwanee County. They're undefeated. Heavyweight wrestling. This guy, he 4 years straight won the state championship in his weight class. His name was Billy Sailor. S-A-Y-L-O-R. Billy Sailor. Never lost a match. And he won 4 straight state championships as a wrestler, a heavyweight. And he died. He died after his senior year practicing, because this is back when hydroxycut and all that stuff was still available. I'm blowing my wad here. So let me play more of this story and I'll get into it.
The minds of student athletes.
Learn a little bit of football, but also learn about the importance of taking care of your body.
The new Morgan State University head football coach, Damon Wilson, and the Jordan McNair Foundation partnered up to host a free Baltimore citywide football clinic Saturday at Morgan State.
We let people know in regards to what will keep your student athletes safe, what new legislation that's in place.
Something Marty wishes he knew before the tragic death of his son, Jordan.
When I used to bring Jordan to these type of things, all I ever did was sit in the stand. There was no parent safety education.
No, though. I mean, that's the thing about it. Our parents, like this man, never had to deal with stuff like that. He never, ever had to deal with stuff like that. So he didn't know, because guess what? I don't know if we're just getting weaker as humans. Maybe this kid was going to die either way, heat or no heat. When I wrestled, if I was a couple pounds over, maybe 2 to 3 pounds over, and we had a wrestling match the next day, do you know what my coaches would make me do? We had hoodies, sweatshirt hoodies, sweatpants that we would practice in a lot. And they would wrap our arms and legs in saran wrap, but then we would wear garbage bags. We cut a hole in the bottom of the bag, straight center. Wear that under the sweatpants, sweatshirt with the hood on. And we would run 4 miles in Florida with the humidity. And we all would feel like shit. We would all feel like shit after that. We did that all the time. And I'm shocked that nobody died from that. Now looking back on it, it was dumb. It was dangerous and irresponsible to make us run with saran wrap and garbage bags on our body with sweatpants, sweatshirt, with a hoodie on top of that, and the Florida heat and humidity. Man, they just did not give a damn about our well-being as kids growing up. They just didn't.
During a University of Maryland football team workout back in 2018, Jordan died at the age of 19 after collapsing from a heat stroke. Since then, the family has turned their pain into purpose in his honor by raising awareness on heat-related injuries and student-athlete safety.
This is an issue. It's 100% preventable.
Student-athletes like 10-year-old Evan Badgley spent their morning learning drills from Morgan's football players and about heat-related injuries.
You never know what can happen. Like, you always just gotta prep yourself.
Parents were also in attendance.
My son's been playing for 5 years, so I didn't even know these things existed.
They say to know this
information. Well, okay, I mean, if we're going to talk about heat exhaustion and stuff, let's talk about the concussions. You know, a lot of people get mad at former pro football athletes saying that they would never, ever let their kids play football. A lot of people think that they're being hypocrites and stuff, but they've been in it. They've been playing Pop Warner, then going into JV, then varsity, college, then the NFL. I will never ever be a parent, but my mom and dad did not want me to play football. I was horrible. I was a horrible football player, but I wanted to prove that I could make the team. I made JV my freshman year. I made varsity sophomore year, but I did not play as much in varsity than I did JV. My dad hated it. He was like, what are you doing? You love baseball. What if you get hurt? You hurt your arm and stuff. Now, he loved the wrestling. He loved me doing the wrestling stuff because it gave me the stamina and stuff that I needed as a pitcher. But, man, they made us do some real dumb shit in the 90s in high school.
Information now is life-changing.
This is a side of the sport that we never hear of, you know, and just not for football, just for all sports activity.
The rest, then you could take a rest. Like, there's always going to be a next play. And if you don't do that, then there might not never be a next play.
This kid has been so coached. Hey, let's find the one student kind of in the drama class playing Pop Warner football at this camp. Let's get the drama nerd and kind of coach him to say what we want him to say.
And if you don't do that, then there might not never be a next play.
And the goal is to partner up with more HBCU schools, not just here in Maryland, but nationwide, to hopefully host even more clinics just like this. Reporting from Morgan State, I'm Amy Kawada for WJZ.
Yep.
And it's been nearly 4 years since
get
the death
fuck
of 19-
out of here. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank B-Fud for calling in. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to tonight's show. You guys can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044, or you can email me, Tuttle with two Ds, T-U-D-D-L-E @gmail.com. I'm going to get out of here, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.